वाणी कर रही थी 10 जुलाई 1967।
The Vani of July 10th, 1967 was going on. In the third page, in the middle, the topic was going on. What are this sun, this moon, and these stars? They think that they are also deities.
और तुम कहते हो ये सूरज चांद सितारे तो इस मांडवे की बत्ती है।
And you say that this physical sun, moon, stars are the lights of this universe.
यहाँ ही खेल होता है।
It is here that the play takes place.
तो ये बत्तियाँ यहाँ पर ही है।
So these lights are here.
मूल वतन में सूक्ष्म वतन में ये बत्तियाँ होती नहीं है।
These lights are not in the world of origin and the subtle world.
और तुम तो सूरज चांद सितारों से भी पार जाते हो।
And you go even beyond the sun, the moon and the stars.
यहाँ का भी ये खेल कैसे शुरू होता है? तो ये खेल कैसे पूरा होता है? वो तुम बच्चे ही जानते हो।
Only you children know how the play here begins, then how this play is completed.
और ये अनादि खेल चलता ही चला आता है।
And this eternal play goes on continuously.
चक्र फिरता रहता है।
The cycle keeps on rotating.
प्रलय तो होती नहीं।
The total annihilation doesn't take place.
प्रलय माने कुछ भी नहीं।
The total annihilation means that nothing would remain.
ये भी गीता में वो भूले हैं।
This is also the mistake in the Gita.
जो महाप्रलय दिखा दिए।
That they have shown the great annihilation.
राजयोग तो सिखाया। तब राजयोग की रिजल्ट क्या हुई?
He did teach the Raja Yoga, and then what was the result of the Raja Yoga?
पांडव कहाँ चले गए?
Where did the Pandavas go?
भारत तो अविनाशी खंड है।
भारत is the imperishable land.
इसका तो कभी विनाश होता नहीं है।
Its destruction never happens.
इसमें तो सदैव मनुष्य रहते ही है।
The human beings always live on it.
और जलवायु भी कभी होती नहीं है।
And the great flood never takes place.
ये सारी सृष्टि जल में डूब जाए।
So that the entire creation would be sunk in water.
जीव जंतु आज की भी जो पैदाइश है वो भी होती रहेगी।
The birth of the living creatures and so on will also take place again and again.
बाकी जो भी खंड है वो सत्युग त्रेता आदि में नहीं रहते।
No other land remains in the golden and silver ages.
द्वापर से फिर शुरू होते
हैं। They come to existence again from the copper age.
तुमने जो कुछ विधि विद्यार्थी से देखा है वो फिर प्रैक्टिकल में भी देखेंगे।
You will see in reality whatever you have seen through the divine vision.
Practical में तुम देखते हो।
You see it in reality.
क्योंकि तुम ही बैकुंठ में जाकर के राजी करेंगे।
Because only you will go to paradise and rule.
तो बैकुंठ के लिए तुम पुरुषार्थ करते रहते हो।
You keep on making efforts for that paradise.
इसकी बात कहते हैं।
However, the father says,
याद की बड़ी भारी मेहनत है।
The remembrance is a very hard work.
क्योंकि माया याद नहीं करने देती है।
Because Maya doesn't allow to remember.
इतने प्यारे बाप को तो बहुत प्यार से याद करना।
One should remember with great love such a dear father.
अज्ञान काल में भी बहुत प्यार से बाप की महिमा करते हैं।
Even at the time of ignorance, they praise the father with great love.
हमारा बाबा ऐसा है, फलाने मतलबे वाला है।
Our Baba is like this. He has such and such position.
अभी तुम बच्चों की बुद्धि में तो सारी सृष्टि चक्र का ज्ञान बैठा हुआ।
Now the knowledge of the entire world cycle sits in the intellect of you children.
बुद्धि में सब धर्मों की नॉलेज है।
The knowledge of all the religions is in the intellect.
जैसे वहाँ पर सिजरा है.
Just like there is the dynasty.
यहाँ पर फिर मनुष्य शक्ति का सिजरा है.
Here there is the dynasty of the human world.
गाते भी है great great grandfather.
They sing also the great great grandfather.
तुम great को जानते हो.
You know the great one.
परंतु फिर पहले पहले अपनी अवस्था को भी देखते रहना.
But first you have to check your stage.
10 July 1967 की वाणी का चौथा पेज.
The fourth page of the Vani of July 10th, 1967.
कथनी तो है परंतु फिर करनी भी चाहिए.
There are words, but actions are required as well.
Baba, हम तो आपसे पूरा ही वर्षा लेकर के छोड़ेंगे.
Baba, we will leave having taken from you the complete inheritance.
वर्षा पूरा लेंगे तो चलन भी वैसी चाहिए.
We will take the complete inheritance, therefore the behavior also should be like that.
क्योंकि ये एक ही पढ़ाई है नरसिंहनारायण बनने की.
It is because this is the only one teaching to become Narayan from a man.
ये तुमको बाप आकर के सिखाते हैं.
The father having come teaches you this.
नरसिंहनारायण बनने का राजयोग सिखाते हैं.
He teaches the Raja Yoga to become Narayan from a man.
और राजाओं का राजा भी तुम ही बनते हो.
And only you become the king of kings.
और कोई खंड में ऐसे होते नहीं है.
Such ones don't exist in any other land.
तुम ही पवित्र राजाएं बनते हो.
Only you become the pure kings.
तेरे बिगर लाइट वाले मंदिर बनाते रहते हैं.
They keep on building temples without lights.
मंदिर बनाने वालों को लाइट नहीं होती है.
Those who build the temples don't have light.
मंदिर बनाकर जो पूजा करते.
Having built the temples, they worship.
गीता पढ़ने वाले को ये थोड़े ही समझते हैं.
Those who study the Gita don't understand.
कि राजाओं का राजा बनने का अर्थ क्या है.
What the meaning of becoming the king of kings is.
अभी तुम जानते हो बाबा हमको फिर से राजाओं का राजा बनाए रहे हैं.
Now you know Baba is making us again into the king of kings.
उसके लिए हम पढ़ते हैं.
We study for this.
A student के टीचर को क्यों भूलते हैं.
Why do the students forget the teacher?
ऐसे टीचर को तो कभी नहीं भूलना चाहिए.
One should never forget such a teacher.
कहते हैं बाबा माया बुला देती है.
They say Baba, Maya makes us forget.
सारा दोष माया के ऊपर रख देते.
They shift the entire blame on Maya.
अरे.
Well.
याद तो तुमको करना ही है ना.
You do have to remember, don't you?
मुख्य टीचर तो एक ही है, बाकी और सब है बाय प्लॉट.
There is only one main teacher. All the others are by plots.
बाप को भूल जाते हो.
Since you forget the father,
तो तुम टीचर को याद कर सकते हो.
Then you can remember the teacher.
टीचर तुमको नई नई पॉइंट्स देते हैं.
The teacher gives you new points.
तुमको तीन चांस दिए जाते.
You are given three chances.
बाप को याद करो.
Remember the father.
टीचर को याद करो.
Or remember the teacher.
नहीं तो सदगुरु से याद करो.
Otherwise, remember the true guru.
अगर एक को भूलते हो तो दूसरे को याद करो.
If you forget one, remember the other.
वो लोग तो गुरु का लॉकेट पहन लेते हैं.
Those people wear the guru's locket.
उनको मिलता तो कुछ भी नहीं.
They don't receive anything.
वो सिर्फ अपने दिल खुश कर लेते हैं.
They only please their hearts.
मुक्ति का जीवन मुक्ति का अर्थ भी नहीं समझते.
They don't understand the meaning of liberation and the liberation in life.
वो तो आत्मा को नहीं जानते.
They don't know the soul.
कह देते हम आत्मा सो परमात्मा.
They say, I am a soul, therefore the Supreme Soul. So, look, they have become so much degraded while saying this.
Bap kehte hain, Brahma plenam saad jinhone kal pehle samjhaya wo ye aakar ke samjhein.
The father says, according to the Dharma plan, only those who understood a cycle ago will come and understand.
Bap saakshi hokar ke dekhte rehte hain.
Having become an observer, the father keeps on watching who teaches in a proper way. Because the teachers who teach are number wise. Every day the number will go into expansion. The children mustn't get a heart attack. The capital has to be established. It is said, the efforts are great or the results of the previous deeds are great. We will say that the efforts are great because the results are received from the efforts. The human being cannot remain without efforts. There are the organs, so the current of the action will certainly flow. The today's human beings earn so much in the name of the yoga.
आग में चलते हैं, पानी में चले जाते हैं, परंतु सबसे फायदा तो कुछ भी नहीं.
They walk in embers, they go into water, but there is no benefit from all this.
क्योंकि गति सभी गति के लिए तो कोई पुरुषार्थ नहीं कर सकते.
It is because no one can make the effort for salvation and the true salvation.
तो ये सब उनका है कुशल.
All of them are the bad company.
Aur baap ka hai satsang.
And the father is the true company.
Jo dur log hai wo apan ko hi laat marte hai aur paano usko bhi laat marte.
All the gurus kick themselves as well as their followers.
Yahan fir maya badi zor se phoota lagati hai.
And over here maya gives punches with great force.
बच्चों को मार मार करके खत्म ही कर देती है.
She strikes the children and finishes them off.
तो बाबा कहते रहते हैं कि चाट भेजो.
So Baba says all the time, send the chaat.
तो बाबा भी तुम्हारे चाट को देखे.
Then Baba will see your chaat.
तुम अभी चाट लिखते नहीं हो.
Now you don't write the chaat.
जब बिना सामने देखेंगे तो बहुत डरने लग पड़ेगी.
They will start to dread when they see destruction before them.
सोचेंगे मौत सामने खड़ा है.
They will think death is standing before us.
अभी तो हम पुरुषार्थ करें.
Now let us make efforts.
याद की यात्रा में तीखा जावे.
Let us become swift in the pilgrimage of remembrance.
अभी तो गफलत में बहुत रहते.
Now many remain careless.
लड़ाई में कोई गफलत करते हैं तो बहुत चोट लग जाती है.
If someone is careless in the fight, he gets wounded seriously.
तो अभी भी बच्चों को गफलत नहीं करनी चाहिए.
So now the children shouldn't be careless.
बाबा ने साधारण तन का लोन लिया.
Baba took an ordinary body on loan.
इनकी कितनी कमाई थी.
He earned so much.
और कोई जवाहरती या जवाहराती ऐसा व्यापार नहीं कर सकता.
No other jeweler can do business like this.
जवाहरियों के झुंड में.
In the crowd of jewelers.
बता सकते हैं कि हम क्या क्या कर सकते हैं.
He can say what we can do.
थोड़े पैसों से कितना फायदा निकालते हैं.
He used to bring a lot of benefit out of little money.
ऐसा फर्टाइल धंधा भी छोड़ दिया.
He even gave up such a fertile job.
समझते हैं कि अब तो बस बाप से ही हमको लेना है.
He thinks Now that's it. We have to take from the father alone. So it was only the power of Baba which made him give up everything. There were also those who lived together. There were also children. Then they left. It was said to them, stay together. You will receive everything, eating and drinking and so on. Engage yourself just in this earning. He even made his married daughter give up the household and brought her. There were very good children who, having gone into a trance, used to bring and give programs. The crocodile-like Maya gobbled up very good Maharatis who were to come into number 3, 4. Don't ask about them. They became very degraded. The father says that Maya is difficult to be defeated. They say, Baba, a lot of storms of Maya come. Oh, even though the storms of Maya come, you have to make efforts, haven't you? To the extent one will study, one will give the royal tilak to oneself. Baba won't receive anything. Baba will go back having given the teaching. Baba only teaches. You give the royal tilak to yourselves. So there is no question of mercy and blessing here. For example, many children write, Baba, have mercy on us. In reality, these words, mercy, blessing, belong to the path of the religious devotion. Here one must remember the father. The vicious actions will be finished only through remembering. So the father shows the way. He says, I will go with you too. I won't go back alone. I will go back when you become worthy, having become pure. Nevertheless, everyone has to go together. They will go just like the flock of locusts. When the flock of locusts flies out, they cover even the light of the sun. They too have their head, after whom those locusts run. All right. Om Shanti. There is one night class of July 10th,
1967.
The sons and the daughters say, we will become Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, the father says, it means that all will become rose flowers. One has to make effort according to what one says through the mouth. So it should be told to everyone that Shiv Baba is the highest on high. Only that Shiv Baba utters the words of God. He says, if you remember me, your sins will be destroyed. And this message has to be given to everyone. The Father is the purifier of the sinful ones. Everyone invokes just Him. He is the Father. You are His children. The children certainly live together. Only the pure children live together with the pure father. Having come to the kingdom of Ravan, they became impure and degraded. On the path of the religious devotion, they keep on performing various types of dances. Now, the Deep Mala, the festival of lights, comes. Merchants will be in trouble. They invite Brahmins and worship Lakshmi. They get cleaning and so on done. Many merchants used to come to Baba. He might think that he will have to invite customers. He will have to worship Lakshmi. He thinks, we ourselves are Brahmins who become deities, and they are Shudras. What should be done in the situation like that? There will be many merchants who keep the account book. The wealth doesn't increase. All this is also like a tune. All these are traditions and rituals. The children will get confused. What should we do? Baba will say, all right, even if you do all that. All right, even if you do this work, to make someone satisfied, one has to do some worship as well. The mothers benefit. From what? The mothers who are in bondage. The householders impose a lot of bondage on them. They don't worship or they don't do this. Therefore, he gave them, it means to the mothers, a bit freedom. In order to make them, it means householders, satisfied, there is no damage in certain amount of worship. Inside, remember Shiv Baba. Say, we are becoming worship worthy. Now we are worshippers. For this reason we worship. The highest on high God worshipped by all is only one. And all the others in the entire world are just worshippers. They remember Him. The deities worthy of worship don't remember anyone. The deities will be in the golden age. No one is a deity in the iron age. Now all are worshippers.
उन देवताओं को भी बाप ने पूज्य बनाया.
The father made also those deities worthy of worship.
तो ऐसी ऐसी बातें बता करके कोई तो राज ही करना पड़ता है.
So saying things like this, one has to make the others satisfied.
अगर भक्ति छोड़ देंगे,
if we give up the religious devotion,
कुछ भी नहीं करेंगे,
if we don't do anything,
तो बहुत हलचल हो जाएगी.
Loads of panic will arise.
तो ज्ञान मार्ग में बाप फिर बताते हैं युक्ति से चलो.
So, on the path of knowledge, the father says, act methodically.
हलचल करने वाले मत बनो.
Don't become those who create panic.
गीता में भी बताया है.
It is also said in the Gita.
मनुष्यों की लिखी हुई गीता है.
It is the Gita written by human beings.
ऐसी चाल चलना चाहिए जिससे कोई उद्योग के प्राप्त न हो.
One should behave in such a way that no one will get troubled.
हमसे कोई विचलित न हो जाए.
That no one becomes anxious because of us.
न हम किसी से विचलित होवे.
Neither should we become anxious because of anyone.
न कोई हमसे विचलित होवे.
Nor should anyone become anxious because of us.
तो युक्ति चाहिए.
So, the method is required.
हम कोई पाप तो नहीं करते हैं.
We don't commit any sin.
कृष्ण आदि को पूजना कोई पाप नहीं है.
It isn't any sin to worship Krishna or anyone.
परंतु उससे कोई पाप भस्म नहीं होते.
But no sins are reduced to ashes from this.
दुनिया में पाप तो बढ़ते ही जाते हैं.
Sins in the world just increase.
और दुनिया पाप की बनती जाती है.
And it becomes the world of sin.
पाप आत्माओं की बढ़ोतरी होती जाती है.
The number of the sinful souls increases.
पाप गाली देना भी है.
Abusing is also a sin.
बाकी तो पूजा करना, लक्ष्मी का आवाहन आदि करना.
The rest, worshipping, invoking Lakshmi and things like this.
ये कोई पूजा नहीं है.
It isn't any worship.
दुकान आदि की धंधा धोरी में तो जरूरी ये करना ही पड़े.
It will have to be done at the work like shops and so on.
नहीं तो सभी क्या कहेंगे.
Otherwise, what will all say?
कहेंगे कल तो पूजा करते थे.
They will say, yesterday they worshipped.
आज नहीं करते.
Today they don't worship.
जरूरी है नास्तिक हो गए.
Certainly they have become atheists.
तो तुम्हारा धंधा धोरी भी बंद हो जाएगा.
Then your job will stop as well.
इसलिए बाबा बता देते हैं.
For this reason, Baba says,
ये भी सब थोड़ा दिखाने के लिए करते रहो.
Keep on doing it just for a little show.
तो किसी को ख्याल नहीं आएगा.
So no one will have any bad thoughts.
वो हलचल में नहीं आएंगे.
And they won't get confused.
अंदर में याद फिर भी शिव बाबा को करना है.
Anyway, inside one has to remember Shiv Baba.
परंतु औरों को दिखाने के लिए.
But in order to show to the others,
सिर्फ मुंह हिला देने.
One should only move the lips.
इसमें कोई पाप नहीं बनता है.
It doesn't become any sin.
ईश्वर को सर्वव्यापी मानना बड़ा पाप है.
It is a great sin to consider God to be omnipresent.
अभी तुम बच्चे समझते हो कि हमारी तो बेसमझ बुद्धि थी.
Now you children understand. We had dull intellects.
जो कि ये सभी हम पहले करते थे, ऐसे कहते थे.
We used to do all this and used to say like this.
अभी तो अविनाशी रत्नों का व्यापारी हमको मिल गया.
Now we have found the businessman of the imperishable jewels.
तो अभी हमें क्या करें?
So what should we do now?
बाप तो इनमें बैठ करके सर्विस करते हैं.
The father is sitting in them and does service.
तो सभी को थोड़ी छोड़ रहे.
Not all have to give up the household.
जो गृहस्थ में रहते हैं, बच्चों की पालना करते हैं, धंधा धोरी करते हैं.
Those who remain in the household, who foster the children, who work,
वो छोड़ करके तो रह नहीं सकते.
They can't give up the household and live like this.
इनको तो निमित्त बनना ही था.
He had to be made instrumental. So he withdrew from work and so on. But you children live in the household. You mustn't withdraw at once.
पैसे कमा करके फिर सर्विस में लगाने पर पाई भी असरती बन जाती
है। By having earned money and then investing them into service, even a penny will become a golden coin.
सेंटर्स खोलेंगे।
You will open centers.
उसमें फिर सर्विस करेंगे।
Then you will do service in them.
तो भी पैसे तो चाहिए।
Nevertheless, money is required. You will do service with money itself. If you have any problem at any time, ask Baba immediately. If you have to go somewhere to a party, and if you say there that you do not eat from the hands of others,
तो वो फील करने लगेंगे।
They will feel bad.
कहते हम कोई खराब है क्या?
They say, are we inferior?
हम कोई बेहतर है क्या?
Are we sweepers?
तो कोई भी ऐसी ऐसी बातें सामने आती है तो बाबा से पूछना चाहिए।
So if you face any problem like this, you should ask Baba.
बाबा फ्री कर देंगे।
Baba will make you free.
आजकल तो रिश्वत आदि भी बहुत चलती है।
Nowadays, bribes and so on are in practice very much.
Number one, सारे ही लेने वाले बात कर खा लेते हैं.
All who are in the hierarchy number-wise distribute them and use them up.
फिर अगर उन लेने वालों में कोई नहीं लेता है, तो उनको नौकरी से ही छुड़वा देते हैं.
If anyone from among those who take bribes doesn't take, they dismiss him from work.
एक बच्चे को कोई भी आफत आ जावे।
If a child gets into any difficult situation,
तो वो बच्चा पूछ सकता है।
That child can ask.
पति से पावन बनने की हमको राय दो।
Give us advice to become pure from impure.
तुम बच्चे जानते हो कि हम पुनर्जन्म लेते हैं।
You children know that we take rebirth.
अभी गंगा स्नान अभी तक करते आए हैं।
Up till now, sometimes you have been going to bathe in the Ganges.
Bhakti marg mein bahut zakore lagate.
On the path of the religious devotion, they say a lot of nonsense.
Kehte hain Ganga jal ka bahut prabhav hai.
They say the water of the Ganges exerts great influence.
Jab marte hain to manushya peene ke liye Ganga jal rakh dete hain.
When human beings die, they keep the water of the Ganges for drinking.
विलायत में भी बहुत साफ मिले जाते।
Many take it with them even to the foreign countries.
तुम बच्चों को तो सभी किटपिटों से बिल्कुल छुड़वाए दिए।
You children have been totally released from all these botherations.
ये भक्ति मार्ग की बातें फिर क्यों करते?
Then, why do they perform these rituals on the path of the religious devotion?
मरते हैं।
When they die,
तो गंगा जल मुंह में रख देते हैं।
They pour the water of the Ganges into the mouth.
ऐसा क्यों करते हैं भक्ति मार्ग?
Why do they do like this on the path of the religious devotion?
इतना प्रभाव गंगा जल का क्यों माना है?
Why is the water of Ganges considered to have such influence?
सारी शक्ति में जब मरा पड़ेगा।
When death strikes in this entire world,
विनाश होगा।
When the destruction takes place,
तो अंत में ज्ञान गंगाएं निकलेंगी।
Then at the end, the Gangas of knowledge will emerge.
भक्ति मार्ग में तो स्थूल पानी को पवित्र मानते हैं।
On the path of the religious devotion, they believe the physical water to be pure.
पानी की बात नहीं है।
This is not a question of water.
पवित्र जीवन की बात है।
This is the question of the pure life.
ऐसा पवित्र जीवन धारण करने वाली ज्ञान गंगाएं जो भी ज्ञान सुनाती है।
All the knowledge given by the Gangas of knowledge who lead such a pure life,
वो लोगों के मन पर मस्तिष्क पर छप जाता है.
Will make an impact on the minds of the people.
बाप कहते हैं.
The father says.
तुमको तो मरते समय कोई गंगा जल आज नहीं पीना है.
At the time of death, you don't need to drink any water of the Ganges and so on.
इस फूल गंगा जल आदि की बात ही नहीं.
There is no question of the water of the physical Ganges.
युक्ति से चलते रहें.
One should behave methodically.
कृष्ण की भक्ति करो. घरवाले कहते.
The family members say, worship Krishna.
अच्छा जी.
That's fine.
कृष्ण की भक्ति भी करता हूँ.
I also worship Krishna.
तो हर बात में रानू रमजबाज बनना होता है.
So one has to become Ramju Ramajbaj in everything. One who is so intelligent that knows how to satisfy everyone.
कोई बात में हारना नहीं चाहिए.
One shouldn't get stubborn in anything.
जो घर बार में हलचल हो जाए.
So that there would be confusion in the household.
कोई भी बात में ध्यान हो तो बाबा से पूछ सकते हो.
If there is concerned in anything, you can ask Baba.
कहीं मुझते हो तो बाबा बता सकते हैं.
If you are confused somewhere, Baba can say.
पूछो.
Ask.
ऐसे न हो कहीं पर पाप बन जावे.
So let it not be like this that you will commit a sin somewhere.
बाबा तो बैठे ही हैं पाप से बचाने के लिए.
Baba is sitting to save you from sins.
बाबा को तो याद ही करते हो.
You just remember Baba.
कि हमारे पाप कट जावे.
So that your sins would get cut.
कोई कोई ब्राह्मणी कहती है मेरे से पूछे बिना मेरे को दिखाए बिना कोई भी चीज अथवा कोई भी पत्र बाबा के पास नहीं भेजना.
Some brahmanis say, don't send anything or any letter to Baba without asking me, without showing me.
सब ब्राह्मणी नहीं कहती है, कोई कोई ब्राह्मणी कहती है.
Not all the Brahminis say so. Some Brahminis say so.
Baba कहते हैं नहीं.
Baba says no.
ये कोई भी ब्राह्मणी को कहने का हक नहीं है.
No Brahmani has right to say
कि मुझे दिखाए बगैर बाबा के पास कोई चीज नहीं भेजना.
Don't send anything to Baba without showing me.
कोई पत्र नहीं भेजना.
Don't send any letter.
हर एक को हक है.
Everyone has the right
Baba ke paas direct patra bhejne ka
to send a letter directly to Baba.
Koi bhi cheez Baba ke paas direct bhej sakte ho.
You can send anything directly to Baba.
Baba ko pata hi kaise pade.
How would Baba know
ki teacher theek padhate hain ya nahi padhate.
Whether the teachers teach properly or don't teach properly.
Ye teacher savere savere uthte hain ya nahi uthte.
Whether these teachers get up early in the morning or don't get up.
Khud hi nahi uthte honge.
If they don't get up themselves.
To students ka kya haal hoga.
What will be the situation of the students?
To baba ko saaf saaf likh dena chahiye.
So one should clearly write to baba.
Baba ko batana chahiye.
One should let baba know
ki hamari brahmani
that our brahmani
humko kehti hai ki savere mein uth kar ki yaad karo.
Tells us to get up early in the morning and remember.
Aur khud to deri tak soti rehti hai.
And she herself sleeps till late.
ऐसे बाबा को साफ साफ लिख देना चाहिए.
One should write to Baba like this clearly.
10 July 1967 की वाणी का दूसरा पेज.
The second page of the Vani of July 10, 1967.
जांच करनी चाहिए.
One should check.
ये ब्राह्मणी कितने समय उठती है.
At what time this Brahmani gets up.
ब्राह्मणी को कुकर ज्ञानी तो नहीं होना चाहिए.
The Brahmani shouldn't be a cock in knowledge.
इसलिए बाबा कहते हैं कोई को भी हक है बाबा के पास से ब्राह्मणी का समाचार भेजने का.
For this reason, Baba says, everyone has the right to send to Baba the information about the Brahmani.
हमारी ब्राह्मणी कहीं पर नवाबी से तो नहीं चलती है.
doesn't our Brahmani behave like a ruler by any chance?
क्योंकि बाबा तो कहते हैं मैं बच्चों का obedient servant बनकर ही आया हूँ.
Because Baba says, I have come as the obedient servant of the children.
और ब्राह्मणी सदैव हुकुम चलाती रहती.
And the Brahmani always gives orders.
सेहत ठीक है.
If health is all right,
तो सब कुछ हाथ से करना चाहिए.
One has to do everything with one's own hands.
अपनी सेवा अपने हाथ से करना चाहिए.
One should do one's own service with one's own hands.
अपने कपड़े धोना.
Washing one's own clothes.
सारा काम अपने हाथ से करना चाहिए.
All the work one should do with their own hands.
ऐसे नहीं कि ब्राह्मणी रानी होकर के बैठी रहे.
It isn't like this that the Brahmani would sit like a queen.
दूसरों से सेवा नहीं लेनी.
One mustn't take service from others.
अगर कोई बीमार है तो दूसरी बात है.
It is something different if someone is ill.
नहीं तो आदत पड़ जाएगी.
Otherwise, it will become a habit.
कहेंगी चाय ले आओ.
She will say, bring tea.
रोटी ले आओ.
Bring roti.
नवाब ही बैठकर बन जाती.
She assumes the position of a ruler.
बाबा देखो कितनी निर्ममता से चलते हैं.
Look, Baba behaves so humbly.
तो गुस्सा नहीं करना है.
So one mustn't get angry.
बहुत मीठा बनना है.
One has to become very sweet.
जो किसी को कोई दुख न हो.
So that no one would get sorrowful.
जानते हैं सभी तो संपूर्ण नहीं बने.
You know that not everyone has become complete.
समझानी देनी चाहिए.
One should explain.
जैसा कर्म हम करेंगे वैसा फिर दूसरे भी करने लग पड़ेंगे.
The others will start performing the same actions as we do.
देखो ये तो नवाब बन जाती है.
But look, she becomes a ruler.
यहाँ आते हैं तो बाबा हल्का करते हैं.
When they come here, Baba makes them light.
निरहंकारी होकर के रहना है.
One must remain egoless.
निराकार आते तो जरूर है.
Certainly, the incorporeal comes.
कोई शरीर में ही आते.
He comes into somebody.
वहाँ दिखाते हैं कि मैं निरहंकारी हूँ.
They show there that I'm egoless.
नहीं तो कहते हैं कि तुम पतितों के पास मुझे आने की क्या दरकार है.
Otherwise, he says, why do I need to come to you, the impure and degraded ones?
निरहंकारी हूँ तभी तो आता हूँ.
I'm egoless. That's why I come.
तो तुम बच्चों को भी नम्रता में बहुत रहना.
So you children must be very humble.
जो क्रोध करते हैं उनका रजिस्टर में खाता खराब हो जाता है.
The account of register of those who get angry gets spoiled.
तो जांच करनी चाहिए.
So one has to check.
माया बहुत चक्कर में ले आती.
माया मिसलीड्स वेरी मच.
स्वर्ग में तो पुण्य आत्मा ही होती है.
Only the charitable souls are in paradise.
ये तो है पापात्मों की दुनिया.
This is the world of the sinful souls.
स्वर्ग में जो पुण्य आत्माएं देवताएं होते हैं.
The charitable souls, the deities who are in paradise.
उन्होंने पुण्य कहाँ कमाया.
Where did they gain the merit?
स्वर्ग में तो पुण्य और पाप बनता नहीं है.
The merit and the sin are not present in paradise.
तो पुण्य कहाँ कमाया.
So where did they gain the merit?
जरूर कहेंगे संगम युग में पुण्य कमाया.
Certainly it will be said that they gain the merit in the confluence age.
और देवताएं तो पाप कर्म करते नहीं है.
And deities don't perform the sinful actions.
उनके पाप का कोई खाता भी नहीं होता है.
They don't have any account of the sinful actions.
तो ये पाप का खाता कहाँ खत्म किया.
So where did they finish this account of sins?
कहेंगे जरूर पूर्व जन्म में बाप की याद में रह करके पापों का खाता खत्म कर दिया.
It will be said, certainly, in the previous birth, remaining in the remembrance of the father, they finished the account of sins. So certainly, it will be said that the charitable souls are in paradise. And now, this is the world of the sinful souls. And that is the world of the charitable souls. Krishna is also called a great soul. But all the great souls in this world are false. Here, all the souls are sinful. This is the world of sin. No one can be called a great soul. How can a soul be called a great soul? No one performs the great actions. The sinful souls will certainly perform the sinful actions. One song was also created. A holy man means one who is beyond the connections. They turn others back from the Father. One who gets himself worshipped is called Hiranyakashyap. The one who sits and goes on receiving the worship of him. The worshippers come and drink the water in which their feet have been washed. There is a difference between the nectar of the deity feet and the nectar of these human feet. Having come, the father explains everything. Your actions become the vicious actions in the kingdom of Ravan. Whatever action you perform, it becomes the account of the opposing actions. Then for half a cycle, you become the master of the abode of happiness. Many will become subjects through the exhibitions, etc., which are so costly. Think right now, how many subjects become?
11 July 1967.
The night class of July 11th, 1967.
बच्चे हो अथवा बच्चियाँ.
Whether there are sons or there are daughters.
बाप तो कहेंगे बच्चे.
The father will say sons.
और ये अलौकिक बाप कहेंगे बच्चे बच्चियाँ.
And this subtle father will say sons and daughters.
छोटे छोटे बच्चे भी समझते हैं कि भगवान हमको पढ़ाते.
Even the small children understand that God teaches us.
कहाँ तो भगवान पढ़ावे?
Where would God teach?
और कहाँ ये मनुष्य गुरु बैठे पढ़ावे?
And where would these human gurus teach?
बाप ने समझाया है.
The father has explained
कि देवी देवताओं को मनुष्य नहीं कहेंगे.
That the deities will not be called human beings.
क्यों नहीं कहेंगे?
Why won't they be called this?
Devi devataon ko manushya kyon nahi kahenge?
Why will the deities not be called human beings?
Aur dwapar yug se manushyon ko kyon kaha jata hai?
And why from the copper age it is said the human beings?
Koi to karan hoga?
There must be some reason.
Devataon ka man marj ho jata hai.
The mind of deities becomes merged.
और मनुष्यों का मन इमर्ज हो जाता है द्वापर युग से.
And from the copper age, the mind of the human beings emerges.
मनुष्यों का मन चंचल होता है.
the mind of the human beings is unstable.
Devatayan to achal hote hain.
The deities are stable.
Unki indriyan bhi achal hoti hain.
The organs are stable as well.
To devataon ko manushya nahi kahenge.
Those deities won't be called human beings.
Isliye shastron mein bhi likha hua hai mananath manushya hai.
For this reason, it was also written in the scriptures.
Mananath manushya hai. Manan karne wale ko manushya kaha jata hai.
One who churns is called a human being.
Devataon ko manan chintan manthan karne ki darkar hi nahi. Kyon?
The deities don't need to churn. Why?
Kyunki devatayan to sadgati ko paaye hue hain.
It is because the deities have obtained the true salvation.
Manan chintan manthan unko karna hota hai jo durgati ko paaye hue hain.
Those who have fallen into degradation have to churn.
Bhagwan agar devataon ki sadgati karta hai.
God comes and brings about the true salvation of the deities.
Kai to apan ko phir Bhagwan Bhagwati bhi kehne lag padte hain.
Then many start to call themselves a god, a goddess.
Parantu Bhagwan Bhagwati koi hote hi nahi.
But no one is god and goddess.
Bhagwan khud hi aakar ke Bhagwan Bhagwati banate hain.
God himself comes and creates the god and the goddess.
Bol kahenge devi devata.
They also will be called devi devta.
Unko shesh banane wala unke se uncha zarur Bhagwan nirakar hai.
The one who makes them elevated is certainly the highest on high incorporeal God.
Aise nahi.
It isn't like this.
Inko kisi ne devata banaya hai.
That someone has made them deities.
Nahi.
No.
Bhagwan vaache hai.
It is the words of God, Bhagwan vaach.
Devi devata vaach nahi hai.
It is not the words of the deities, Devi Devta Uvach.
Ye sabhi nayi duniya ke liye nayi baatein hain, nayi padhai hai.
All these are new topics, the new teaching for the new world.
Shastra mein to sara jhooti baatein manushyon ne likhi hui.
The human beings wrote everything false in the scriptures.
Is samay antim janam samara hai.
At this time, the last birth is black.
Baap kehte hain.
The father says,
Haan, main tumko bilkul hi pure devata bana deta hu.
I make you completely pure deities.
Tum kitna sundar ban jate ho.
You become so beautiful.
Bacche bhi jante hain.
The children know as well.
Ki yahan par humko Bhagwan padhate hain Vishw ka malik banane ke liye.
Here God teaches us in order to make us the masters of the world.
तो जानते हो वहाँ शैतान पढ़ाते हैं और यहाँ भगवान पढ़ाते हैं.
So you know, the devil teaches there, and here God teaches.
अभी बाप पूछते हैं.
Now the father asks.
कि विश्व का महाराजा महारानी बनना अच्छा? बाबू जी समानी पढ़ाई पढ़नी अच्छी.
Is it good to become the emperor and empress of the world? Or is it good to study that bodily teaching?
कहते हैं कि हम परीक्षा पास करके फिर इस पढ़ाई में लग जाएंगे.
They say, having passed the exams, we will engage ourselves in this teaching.
तो बाप क्या जवाब देते हैं?
So what answer does the father give?
बाप जवाब देते हैं.
The father gives the answer.
अगर तुम परीक्षा पास करने में लग जाएंगे और बीच में मर जाएंगे तो क्या होगा?
What will happen if you engage yourselves in passing the exams and die in the meantime?
बुद्धि से काम तो लेना चाहिए.
One should make use of the intellect.
बहुत समय थोड़ा है.
There is very little time.
मरने के पहले पढ़ाई पढ़ना तो अच्छा है ना?
It's good to study the teaching before dying, isn't it?
इस राजयोग से तुम बच्चों की आयु बड़ी होती है.
Your lifespan, children, becomes long through this Raj Yoga.
आयु बड़ी होती है इस याद की यात्रा से.
From this pilgrimage of remembrance, the lifespan becomes long.
भविष्य में बड़ी आयु वाले तुम बन जाते हो.
In the future, you become those who have a long lifespan.
सतोप्रधान भारत था तो बड़ी आयु वाले थे.
When Bharat was Satopradhan, the lifespan was very long.
अभी तमोप्रधान भारत है.
Now Bharat is Tamopradhan.
So Bharatvasiyon ki average aaye choti ho thodi reh gayi.
So the average lifespan of Bharat residents became short.
Tum jante ho abhi phir se hum badi aayu wale ban rahe.
You know, now we are becoming again those who have a long lifespan.
So ye padhai shuru kar deni chahiye.
So one has to start this study. The unlimited father says only this, remember me. It's very good if one gets intoxicated with this teaching. We will engage in the service the good kumaris who will emerge.
बाकी जो अच्छी नहीं होगी तो उनको रिश्तेदारों के पास भेज देंगे.
We will send to the relatives those who are not good.
हर बात में सब कुछ सिखाएंगे.
We will teach everything in each subject.
अंग्रेजी आदि भी सिखा देंगे.
We will teach English and so on as well.
फिर बच्चों में मोह की रग नहीं रहना चाहिए.
Then even a trace of attachment should not remain in the children. Otherwise, you will remember again and again the relatives and the others from home. You children forget this world while remaining in the remembrance of the father. If you forget the entire world, how will you remember the household?
आग तो लगनी है.
Fire must be lighted.
और विनाश होना ही है.
And destruction must happen.
ये विनाश कौन करते हैं?
Who causes this destruction?
शंकर काय को किसी को मारते हैं?
Why does Shankar kill someone?
मारना करना तो पाप होता है.
To kill is a sin.
शंकर में कोई क्रोध है क्या?
Is there any anger in Shankar?
अगर शंकर में क्रोध है तो फिर उनको देवता कैसे कह सकते?
If there is anger in Shankar, how can he be called a deity?
उनको तो कह देते हैं देव देव महादेव.
He is called the greatest deity.
और यहाँ तो शिव बाबा कहते हैं.
And here, Shiv Baba says,
कि मैं शंकर द्वारा विनाश कराता हूँ.
I cause destruction through Shankar.
परंतु ये कहना रांगे है.
But it is wrong to say it.
11 जुलाई 1770 की वाणी का तीसरा दिन.
The third page of the Vani of July 11th, 1967.
किसी को कहना कि उसको मारो.
Saying to somebody, go and kill him.
तो जो मरवाने वाला है उसके ऊपर भी दोष आ जाता है.
The fault is imputed on the one who orders to kill.
मैं ऐसे थोड़े ही कहूँगा.
I don't say like this.
इनको मारो.
Kill them.
बाबा कहते हैं.
बाबा says.
कि प्रेरणा अर्थात विचार.
Inspiration means the thoughts.
बाकी प्रेरणा आदि की तो बात ही नहीं.
Otherwise, there is no question of inspiration.
ना ही मैं किसी को कहता हूँ कि मारो.
Neither do I say to someone, kill them.
ये तो ड्रामा बना हुआ है.
This is the preordained drama.
आपस में भाई भाई ही लड़ते रहते.
Even brothers keep on fighting among themselves.
जो लड़ते हैं और लाते हैं वो है आसुरी मत.
Those who fight and cause fights belong to the devilish directions.
अभी तुम जानते हो.
Now you know
कि वो आपस में लड़ते हैं.
That they fight among themselves.
तुम पांडव हो.
You are Pandavs.
पांडव तो लड़ाई लड़ते ही नहीं.
Pandavs don't fight.
वो लड़ते हैं.
They fight.
और मक्खन तुमको बीच में मिल जाता है.
And you receive the butter in the meantime.
तुम सारे विश्व के मालिक बनते हो.
You become the master of the entire world.
बादशाही का माखन तुमको मिलता है.
You receive the butter of the empire.
ये ड्रामा में नूदी ही ऐसी है.
It is fixed like this in the drama.
ऐसे नहीं कहना चाहिए कि ईश्वर ही वो सब करते हैं.
One shouldn't say that God does all that.
तो जो भी अच्छा व बुरा कर्म करता है वो सब ईश्वर ही करता है? नहीं.
Then God himself does everything, whether one performs good or bad actions. No.
ड्रामा में नूद है.
It is fixed in the drama.
नहीं, मैं जाने जाना ना आ रहा हूँ.
Neither do I know what is inside everyone.
ये भी अंधविश्वास है.
It is also the blind faith.
कि भगवान सब कुछ जानते हैं.
To think that God knows everything.
सन्यासियों में भी तो अंधविश्वास होता है ना?
The blind faith is also in the sannyasis, isn't it?
बिना अंधविश्वास तो वास्तव में पढ़ भी नहीं सकते हो.
Actually, you can't even study without faith.
कोई को विश्वास है तो यहाँ पढ़ाई पढ़ने आते हैं.
If someone has faith, he comes here to study.
बाप का भरसा तो उतना ही पाएंगे जितना जो पुरुषार्थ करें.
One will receive the inheritance of the father according to the efforts one will make.
तो तुम बच्चों को पुरुषार्थ बहुत बहुत करना है.
So you children have to make a lot of efforts.
उसमें भी?
In that also.
मुख्य तो है याद की यात्रा.
The main is the pilgrimage of remembrance.
ये सर्विस ऑफ हेल्थ है.
This is the service of health.
तुम परमात्मा प्रिय बनेंगे?
If you become dear to the Supreme Soul,
तो तुम्हारी हेल्थ भी अच्छी हो जाएगी.
Your health will become good as well.
बाप कहते हैं अभी ये पार्ट पूरा होता है.
The father says, now this part is completed.
तुम घर जाएंगे फिर सुखधाम में आएंगे.
You will go home and then you will come into the abode of happiness.
ये दुनिया तो है सुखधाम.
This world is only the abode of suffering.
सत्यु की महारानी महाराजा बनना है.
You have to become the empress, the emperor of the golden age.
वो है मशीन की सिलाई.
That is the stitching of a machine.
और कपड़ों आदि की सिलाई आदि भी भले करना है.
All right. Even if one has to stitch clothes and so on.
परंतु ये जो बुद्धियों की पढ़ाई है राजयोग की पढ़ाई बहुत जरूर पढ़ी.
But certainly, you have to study this teaching of the connection of the intellect, the teaching of Raja Yoga.
बुद्धि योग लगा करके बल वो पढ़ाई आदि भी पढ़ो और ये भी पढ़ो.
All right, study that teaching having the connection of the intellect. Study this one as well.
बाप राय देते हैं.
The father gives advice.
कन्या अगर होशियार है.
If the kanya is intelligent,
तो सेंटर खोलेगी.
She will open a center.
चित्र सामने रख देते हैं बहुत ताकत से है जो बोर्ड पर लिख सकते हो.
They place the pictures in front. There are many topics which you can write on a board.
फिर वो टॉपिक्स पढ़ करके आते ही रहेंगे.
Having read these topics, they will keep coming.
समय भी लिखना पड़ता है.
Even the timings should be written.
कि फलाने से फलाने तक ये सेंटर खुला रहेगा.
That this center will be open from such till such time.
मुख्य समय तो है सवेरे और शाम का.
The morning and evening time is the most important.
अपना दुकान आदि भी संभालना है.
One has to maintain own shop and so on.
कोई आवे दिन में भी सर्विस करनी पड़े.
If someone would come, then one would have to do service throughout the day as well.
तो बच्चों को सोना नहीं है.
So the children must not sleep.
जो गवर्नमेंट के सर्वेंट होते हैं वो भी सोते नहीं है.
Those who are the servants of the government don't sleep either.
सारा दिन कमाई करते हैं.
They earn all day long.
तुम भी अपनी कमाई करते हो.
You also make your earnings.
जागते रहोगे तो अच्छी आमदनी आदि भी आएगी.
A good income will come if you remain awake.
तुम्हारे लिए तो जागना बहुत जरूरी है.
It's very necessary for you to remain awake.
जिन जागा तिन पाया.
That one who remained awake obtained.
और जिन सोया तिन खोया.
That one who slept lost.
तुम बच्चों की तो सारा दिन ही सर्विसी सर्विस.
All day long, you children have only the service and the service.
कोई ब्राह्मण ये भी कहती होगी.
Some Brahmanis may say,
यहाँ दिन के टाइम पर मत आओ.
Don't come here during the daytime.
क्योंकि ये दोपहर का टाइम हमारे सोने का है.
Because the afternoon is our sleeping time.
वास्तव में दिन में सोना ठीक नहीं है.
In reality, it isn't good to sleep during the daytime.
अभी जो रूहानी म्यूजियम का प्रबंध हो रहा है.
In the spiritual museum that is being arranged now,
उसमें तो तुम बच्चों को सोने की भी फुर्सत नहीं मिलेगी.
You children won't have time even to sleep.
सारा दिन आते ही रहेंगे.
They will keep coming all day long.
आगे चल करके इतनी सर्विस शुरू हो जाएगी.
In the future, so much service will start.
जो बच्चों को नींद करने का भी समय नहीं मिलेगा.
That the children won't have time to sleep.
फिर आदत को मिटाना पड़े.
Then the habit would have to be removed.
ऐसी खराब आदत को मिटाने के लिए मेहनत करनी पड़ेगी.
They will have to work hard in order to remove such a bad habit.
जिन सोया तिन खोया.
The one who slept lost.
ये गायन भी इस समय का है.
This is the song of this time.
तुमको सर्विस करनी है.
You have to do service.
तो टॉपिक्स भी निकालना चाहिए.
Therefore, you have to pick up topics too.
बाप को बहुत प्रेम से याद करना है.
You have to remember the father with great love.
बाबा को ऐसे भी नहीं है कि बैठकर ही याद करना है.
It isn't like this that one should sit down and remember Baba.
नहीं.
No.
घूमते फिरते पैदल करते.
While moving around, walking.
बाबा की याद में रहना है.
One has to remain in the remembrance of Baba.
काम करते भी दिल यार की तरफ हो रहे.
Also, while working, let the heart be with the beloved.
याद में रहने से प्राप्ति बहुत होगी.
There are lots of rewards from remembering.
और ये याद ही मुख्य है.
And it is remembrance which is the main.
इस याद में ही तुम बच्चे ठंडे हो.
You children are cold in remembrance.
आधा कल्प के पाप सिर पर है.
On the heart, there are sins of the half of cycle.
जो तुम्हें काटने.
Which you have to cut.
बाप कहते हैं.
The father says.
ये काम महाशत्रु.
This lust is a great enemy.
इसमें ही सारी की कमाई चौपट होती है.
The entire income is ruined just in this.
अभी तुमको संपूर्ण बनना है.
Now you have to become complete.
अच्छा.
All right.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
अगला रात्रि क्लास है 12 जुलाई 1967.
The next night class is of July 12, 1967.
लड़ाई के मैदान में मनुष्य को खबरदार बहुत रहना पड़ता है.
The human beings have to remain very alert in a battlefield.
ये भी तुम्हारे विकारों की लड़ाई का मैदान है.
This is also your field of the battle with the vices.
और ये मैदान अंतिम जन्म में ही खुलता है.
And this field opens in the last birth itself.
उन्होंने तो स्थूलियत दिखाई दी है.
They showed the physical war.
ऐसे तो गीता में लिख दिया है.
They wrote like this in the Gita.
हे अर्जुन.
ओ अर्जुन.
काम और क्रोध ये तेरे महाशत्रु है.
Lust and anger are your great enemies.
परंतु फिर बात को समझा नहीं.
But they haven't understood the meaning.
बाप तो क्लियर करके बताते हैं.
The father clarifies.
कि तुम्हारी कोई स्थूल लड़ाई नहीं है.
That this is not your physical fight.
तुम्हारी यही है सूक्ष्म विकारों की लड़ाई.
This is the fight with the subtle vices.
तुम्हारी है सूक्ष्म.
your fight is subtle.
और वो दुनिया में लड़ाई लड़ते हैं स्थूल.
And in the world, they fight physically.
तुम्हारा कोई दुश्मन भी नहीं है.
You don't even have an enemy.
बाप ने समझाया है.
The father has explained.
ये तुम्हारी लड़ाई है वास्तव में साइंस से.
That in reality, your fight is with science.
तुम साइलेंस वाले हो.
You are the silent ones.
वो साइंस से घमंडी है.
Those in science are arrogant.
तो साइलेंस और साइंस की लड़ाई है.
So there is the fight of silence and science.
साइंस से वो विनाश करा देगी.
They will cause destruction through science.
और तुम साइलेंस से नई दुनिया की स्थापना कराते हो.
And through silence, you bring about the establishment of the new world.
Silence se sthapana hoti hai.
Establishment takes place from silence.
So tum gupta sena ho.
So you are the incognito army.
Har ek ko atma samjho.
Consider everyone to be a soul.
Dehi elmani banna hai.
One has to become aware that one is a soul in the body.
देही अभिमानी बनने से ये जात पांत आदि का भी अभिमान निकल जाएगा.
The arrogance of caste, sect and so on will disappear by becoming देही अभिमानी.
देश देश का भी अभिमान हो जाता है.
There is the arrogance of countries too.
मैं बंगाली हूँ. ये गुजराती है.
I am Bengali. He is Gujarati.
ये भी देह अभिमान है.
This is also the arrogance of the body.
Atma koi Bengali Gujarati nahi hoti hai.
The soul is not any Bengali or Gujarati.
Atma is janam mein Bengali hai, agle janam mein Gujarati ban jayegi.
In this birth, the soul is Bengali. In the next birth, it will become Gujarati.
Sharir Bengali Gujarati hota hai.
The body is Bengali Gujarati.
Atma abhimani kabhi nahi kahenge.
One who is so conscious will never say,
"Ki main Gujarati hu, ye Bengali hai."
I am Gujarati, he is Bengali.
Ye sab hai deh abhiman.
All this is body consciousness.
Koi bhi dharm, koi bhi jatvat wala ho, bhed nahi hona chahiye.
It doesn't matter which religion, which caste one belongs to. There should be no difference.
देह का अभिमान छोड़ करके.
Having renounced body consciousness,
अपन को और दूसरों को भी आत्मा समझना.
One has to consider oneself and others to be souls.
जबकि बेहद के बाप की तुम बेहद की ईश्वरीय संतान हो.
Since you are the unlimited progeny of the unlimited father,
तो तुमको शुद्ध आत्मा का अहंकार होना चाहिए.
You should have the pure pride of soul.
देह का अहंकार नहीं होना चाहिए.
There should not be the arrogance of the body.
गड़ी गड़ी बुद्धि में आना चाहिए हमें ईश्वर की संतान है.
Again and again it should arise in the intellect that we are the progeny of God.
सारी दुनिया को ईश्वर की संतान बनना है.
The entire world has to become the progeny of God.
ईश्वर के कुल के भी हो.
If you belong to the godly clan,
तो तुम ब्राह्मण कुल के भी हो.
You belong also to the Brahmin clan.
Brahma ki santan ho na.
You are the progeny of Brahma, aren't you?
Jab ki Brahman kul ke ho.
Since you belong to the Brahmin clan,
to dusre jat paat aadi ka bhed nahi aata hai.
The distinction of other castes, sects and so on doesn't arise.
Brahman to shreshth vichar wale hone chahiye.
The Brahmins should be the ones who have the elevated thoughts.
यहाँ तो हर प्रकार के बच्चे आते हैं.
All the types of the children come here.
कोई गरीब आता है, कोई साहूकार आता है.
Some poor come, some rich come.
कोई अच्छी अच्छी पोजीशन वाले भी आ जाते हैं.
And some with good positions come as well.
बाबा को तो सबके साथ बड़े संभाल से चलना होता है.
Baba has to deal with everyone with great attention.
तुम्हारे सुख के लिए बाबा मददगार बनते हैं.
Baba becomes a helper for your happiness.
शिव बाबा के पास कोई देते हैं.
If someone gives to Shiv Baba,
तो शिव बाबा कोई परमधाम में ले जा देगा.
Will Shiv Baba take that to the Supreme Abode?
तुम जो देते हो वो तुम्हारे ही काम में लगा देते हैं.
Whatever you give, he invests it in only your work.
तुम्हारे रहने आदि के लिए मकान आदि बनवाते रहते हैं.
He keeps getting built houses and so on for you to stay there.
समझो कि कोई ने अपने पैसे से मकान बनवाया.
Suppose someone got a house built with their own money.
वो बाबा के पास आता है.
He comes to Baba.
तो जरूर उसकी वैसी ही जगह पर रखना पड़ेगा.
Then certainly he will have to be kept in the place similar to that one.
उसकी खातिरी करनी पड़ेगी.
He will have to be treated with hospitality.
क्योंकि सबके कल्याण के लिए काम किया है.
Because he did work for the well-being of all.
दूसरे कोई से बदली करवाना.
To get exchange something with someone.
ये तो सब चलेगा.
This all is fine.
इसमें फिर बच्चों को ख्याल नहीं आना चाहिए.
The children shouldn't think
कि बाबा इन साहूकारों का बहुत ध्यान रखते हैं. हमारा ध्यान नहीं रखते.
That Baba attaches a lot of importance to those rich men and he doesn't attach importance to them.
कोई कोई बच्चे कब तो बिगड़ पड़ते हैं.
Sometimes some children get angry
कि यहाँ तो बहुत पक्षपात करते हैं.
That there is a lot of partiality here.
बाप तो समझते हैं.
The father thinks
कि बच्चों को ऐसे ख्यालात कभी नहीं करना चाहिए.
That the children should never think like this.
कि बाप पार्शियलिटी करते हैं.
That the father is partial.
12 जुलाई संसार शक्ति वाणी का चौथा पेज.
The fourth page of the Vani of July 12th, 1967.
बाबा जानते हैं.
Baba knows
कि किन बच्चों के लिए कैसे मकान निकालना.
What building should be prepared for which children?
कहाँ पर उनको रखना है, कैसे उनकी परवरिश करना है.
Where they should be accommodated, how they should be taken care of.
ये तो बाप है ना.
He is the father, isn't he?
ये भी जानते हो.
You know this as well.
कि घर में सन्यासी को बड़े आदमी को मंगावेंगे.
If we call to the house a sannyasi or a man of great importance,
तो उनकी खातिरी करेंगे ना?
We will treat him with hospitality, won't we?
यहाँ तो बाप बड़ा रामतू रामजवाद है.
Here the father is a great रामतू रामजवाद. It means that he is the one who gets things done in a playful manner. No one comes to know what he did.
बच्चों को कब संशय नहीं आना चाहिए.
The children should never have doubts.
बड़े बड़े आदमियों की खातिरी करते हैं.
When he treats the man of great importance with hospitality,
तो समझ जाना चाहिए.
One should understand
ये बाप खातिरी क्यों करते हैं.
Why the father gives this hospitality.
श्रीमद हर बात में कल्याणकारी होती.
The श्रीमद is beneficial in everything.
बाबा तो कब कोई को 2-3 हजार की सौगात भी दे देंगे.
बाबा विल समटाइम्स गिव समवन अ गिफ्ट वर्थ 2-3 थाउजेंड्स.
तो ये देख करके.
सो सीइंग दिस
अंदर में कोई ख्यालात नहीं आना चाहिए.
नो थॉट्स शुड अकर इनसाइड.
कोई कोई को 5-10 हजार की भी दे देंगे.
He will give something worth even 5-10 thousand to someone.
बाबा समझते हैं.
बाबा अंडरस्टैंड
कि आगे चलकर ये भारत की सेवा में मददगार बनेंगे.
दैट इन द फ्यूचर ही विल बिकम अ हेल्पर इन द सर्विस ऑफ भारत.
बाप है भारत के लिए खास.
द फादर इज स्पेशली फॉर भारत.
भारत को ही जीवन मुक्ति में ले जाते हैं.
ही टेक्स जस्ट भारत टू द लिबरेशन इन लाइफ.
और बाकी लोगों तो मुक्ति में ले जा रहे हैं.
एंड द अदर्स विल रिसीव लिबरेशन.
कहेंगे बाबा ऐसे तुम क्यों करते हो.
They will say, Baba, why do you do like this?
भारत में ही आकर के इनको स्वर्गवासी क्यों बनाते हो.
Why do you come only in Bharat and make them the residents of paradise?
हमको आकर के हमारे देश में स्वर्गवासी क्यों नहीं बनाते.
Why don't you come to our country and make us the residents of paradise?
ये बातें बाप में कभी नहीं आना चाहिए.
These talks concerning the father should never happen.
बाप तो है ही कल्याणकारी.
The father is only benevolent.
ऐसे ऐसे कब ख्याल आते नहीं आना चाहिए.
The thoughts like this should never occur. He didn't mention the reason why these thoughts should never occur. If some foreigner would be sitting, why can't he ask this question? Why doesn't he come into our country? Why doesn't he come to our country and make paradise? A student is saying something. No. Has the child who thinks, understands, and asks in this way become the child of the father in the form of the soul? If they don't consider themselves to be souls, they think that they belong to this country. If they considered themselves to be souls, they would never ask this. Why do you come only in Bharat? Why don't you come to our country?
Oh,
does the soul belong to any country? Today the soul will be born in Bharat. And tomorrow will be born in a foreign country. If it is influenced by the company of foreigners, it is born in a foreign country. Otherwise, where are those who become souls, who make efforts to become souls born? Where are they born in the beginning? Those who have the nature to become a soul, those who become souls, who go ahead in becoming souls, where are they born in the beginning? They are born in Bharat. Those who are body conscious can't study the teaching to become a soul. Then they say, I'm from this country, I'm from that country. Actually, all the souls come in Bharat in the beginning, and all the body conscious ones come in the foreign lands. So it was said, some will say, and Brahmani knows as well, that a good helper should be respected. Only the children are sustained. If many children came, how would they have to stay? Some children will have to be even given a mattress. Sometimes he gives them a small carpet and makes them feel tip-top. According to how they will benefit, they will care for the well-being of many. Therefore, the children should never have doubts about this. Also, among the Brahmanis, all are number wise. Baba will also embrace some Brahmanis. He will give lots of love to them. If they don't do service well, then he will warn them. I have this report about you.
बाबा सबको लिख देते
बाबा राइट्स टू ऑल
ब्राह्मणी का देह अज्ञान आदि कहीं पर भी देखो
If you see somewhere the body consciousness of the Brahmini,
तो बाबा को रिपोर्ट करके फट लिखना चाहिए
You should immediately write a report to Baba.
फिर उनको बदली कर देंगे
Then he will change them.
तो बाबा के साथ साथ ये बाबा भी तो अनुभवी है ना
Together with Shiv Baba, this Baba is also experienced, isn't he?
ये भी मेहमानों की खातिरी बहुत अच्छी करते थे
He too used to give good hospitality to the guests.
बच्चों से भी जाती मेहमानों की खातिरी करते थे
He used to give more hospitality to the guests than to the children.
तो ऐसे ख्याल आते तब नहीं करना कि भगवान होकर भी ये एक रस होकर सबके साथ क्यों नहीं चलते
So one should never think that why despite being God, he doesn't deal with everyone in the same way.
बाबा को तो सब ख्याल रखना होता
है बाबा has to pay attention to everyone.
तुम बच्चे सतो प्रधान बनते हो
When your children become sato pradhan,
तो सामग्री भी तुम्हारे लिए सब फर्स्ट क्लास होती है
All the materials for you are first class.
यहाँ क्या है
What is here?
ये दुनिया में कोई भी नहीं जानते
No one in the world knows this.
भक्ति मार्ग में तो माथा ही ठोकते रहते
On the path of the religious devotion, they keep hammering their heads.
यहाँ पर तो वो माथा आदि ठोकने की कोई बात नहीं
Here there is no question of hammering the head and things like this.
तुम बाप के शिकिल्ले बच्चे हो
You are the long lost and now found children of the father.
कब कोई बड़ा दिल होता है
Sometimes someone is big-hearted.
तो पांव भी पड़ा जाता है
So they touch his feet.
वहाँ पर जो है वो यहाँ पर नहीं होता है
What is there, it is not here.
ये तो बाप भी है टीचर भी है गुरु भी है
This is the father as well as the teacher and also the guru.
तो बार बार नमस्ते करता रहना पड़े
So one will have to greet him respectfully again and again.
तुम कहेंगे बाबा नमस्ते
If you say Baba Namaste,
तो बाबा भी कहेंगे नमस्ते
Then Baba will also say Namaste.
उत्तर तो जरूर देना होता है
Certainly, one has to give the response.
बाकी तुम बच्चे गुप्त हो
But yet, your children are hidden.
तुम्हारा everything गुप्त है
Everything of yours is hidden.
शिव बाबा को कोई दान नहीं देते
You don't give any donation to Shiv Baba.
स्वर्ग में तो जो फिर इतना मिलता है
You receive so much in paradise.
जो तुम इसको दान कह ही नहीं सकते हो
That you absolutely cannot call this here a donation.
ये देना है या लेना हुआ
Is it the act of giving or is it the act of taking?
भक्ति मार्ग में ईश्वर अर्थ करते आते हो
On the path of the religious devotion, you have been doing things for God.
तो वहाँ तो एक जन्म के लिए ईश्वर देते हैं
Over there God gives for one birth.
और यहाँ तो तुम जन्म जन्मांतर के लिए लेते हो
And here you take for many births.
यहाँ तो तुम 21 जन्मों के लिए लेते हो
You take here for 21 births.
बाप गरीब निवाज है ना
The father is the lord of the poor, isn't he?
फिर वो क्या लेंगे?
Then what will he take?
वो तो भारत को साहूकार बनाते हैं।
He makes Bharat a rich man.
ये बातें भी तुम ही समझते हो।
Only you understand these issues.
वेद का बाप आते हैं।
The unlimited father comes.
आकर के स्वर्ग बनाते हैं।
And having come, he creates paradise.
स्वर्ग यहाँ भारत में ही था।
Paradise was only here in Bharat.
भारत को ही स्वर्ग बना करके जाते
He makes paradise of Bharat itself and goes away.
बाप ने स्वर्ग बनाया था
The father had created paradise.
ये बातें सीढ़ी पर समझाना बहुत सहज है
It is very easy to explain these issues on the basis of the ladder.
बच्चों को कभी एक दो में ख्याल नहीं आना चाहिए
The thoughts should never occur to the children.
Brahmani bhi dhang se chalti hai.
The Brahminis also behave with manners.
Samay samay par.
According to the times.
Vyakti ko dekh karke khatri ki jati hai.
They look at persons and give the hospitality. Therefore, this shouldn't arise in anyone's heart. Even if someone says something out of absent-mindedness, one should listen to that with only half an ear and let it out. Listen to something which makes you feel sorrowful with only half an ear and let it out. We have to become tolerant. We go to our abode of happiness. So why should we pay attention to these minor issues? So the tolerance is also a virtue. Not everyone has this virtue. Because all are number-wise. One has to become tolerant. On the path of knowledge, one should remain in their own intoxication. We go to such an abode where there is no question of sorrow at all. If someone committed a sin after becoming mine, there will be punishment of 100 times. One shouldn't cry and so on also. One died, so what? They say, he died. Actually, the body dies. The soul doesn't die. It goes and takes another body. So why remember that one? The human body is of no use. The bones of the animals are useful. The human being is respected only when he is alive. The deities are worshipped. Therefore, the souls are also worshipped. But the father says, I am worthy of the single worship. I am not double worshipped. And you children are worthy of the double worship. When you become souls, you are worshipped in the form of the shaligrams. Shaligrams, small round stones considered sacred in the path of religious devotion. And you are also worshipped in the form of the idols. He tells us so many good things. Apart from the Father, no one else can explain these topics. All right. Farewell to the children. Om Shanti.